welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off. Now from Columbus, here is the OHSAA Radio Network's Marty Bannister.
The first batch of trophies were handed out last week across Ohio as district champions were crowned in the girls' basketball tournament, and now those 64 girls' teams have entered the regional tournaments, while the boys' tournament will see its district champions crowned this week. Hi again, everyone. This is Marty Bannister, and I welcome you to this week's edition of the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show. We'll spend the next 30 minutes setting the scene for high school hoops all across Ohio. On this edition of the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show, we'll check in with Chris Solwecki and Kurt Stubbs for their weekly reports and get regional reports from broadcasters around the state as well. Let's step aside, though, first for a break for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. You're listening to the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show.
Here's to the ones who put in the work, the no-days-off rise-and-grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low-fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns Motivation Monday into Flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with chocolate milk, the official beverage of high school sports is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast.
There's nothing like high school basketball in Ohio, and the Ohio High School Athletic Association is inviting you to be a part of the excitement on the tournament trail all the way to Columbus. The OHSAA Girls Basketball State Tournament is at St. John Arena March 12th, 13th, and 14th, and the boys take the court at the Schottenstein Center March 19th, 20th, and 21st. Check out OHSAA.org for brackets, tickets, and special offers. Make a trip with friends and family to the Basketball State Tournament and be a part of history.
This is Jerry Snodgrass, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One of my longstanding goals is to help people understand that high school sports are about so much more than wins and losses. The OHSAA promotes education-based athletics, where sports are an extension of the classroom. Our schools all want to win. There's no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, it's all about sportsmanship, leadership, and making certain that academics are a priority. Thank you for your support of high school sports in Ohio.
The OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off is being brought to you by Chocolate Milk. Fuel up with Chocolate Milk. By Max Preps, the official stats and scores provider of the OHSAA. Spectrum News 1, always Ohio, always refreshing, and always on Channel 1. By Aerie Sportswear, the official apparel provider of the OHSAA. And by Mercy Health, the care you need when you need it. And it's being brought to you by the OHSAA Radio Network, which will broadcast every game from the girls and boys state basketball tournaments. The girls state tournament starts next Thursday and runs through the following Saturday, March 12th through the 14th at St. John Arena in Columbus, while the boys tournament starts March 19th and runs through the 21st. Those games at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus. Time now for our weekly report from Chris Solwecki, who breaks down the girls and boys tournaments by looking at the top-ranked teams according to the Associated Press.
Thanks very much, Marty. Intriguing matchups aplenty, so let's get right to it. In girls Division 1, Region 1, number 9, Stowe Monroe Falls fell to Canton Glen Oak 45-33 in the regional semis. Canton Glen Oak is not an AP-ranked team, but they did participate in the state Final Four last season. Region 1 is paired with Region 3. In that region, number 2 Newark defeated Gahanna Lincoln 61-31. Gahanna upset AP number 4 Dublin Kaufman 52-39 in the Columbus 3 district. Also in the Columbus 2 district, Pickerington Central upset number 8 Columbus Bishop Watterson 43-40. And in Columbus 1, number 10 Westerville Central fell to 9 seed Reynoldsburg 61-57 in overtime. On the other half of the Division 1 regional bracket, Region 2, number 7 Toledo Notre Dame Academy, who was a Final Four participant last year, will meet Westlake, while in Region 4, number 3 Kettering Fairmont will see Cincinnati Mercy Macaulay, who upset Huber Heights Wayne in the Cincinnati 1 District Championship 51-49. In the other semifinal, the number 1 team, Cincinnati Mount Notre Dame, will play Springboro, who who upset receiving votes Westchester Lakota West 71-43. In Division 2, Region 5, number 6, Shaker Heights Laurel knocked off Norton in one semifinal 66-43, while number 7, Beloit West Branch advanced over Perry 44-36. So it'll be number 6 versus number 7 on Friday the 6th at Barberton High School. Region 5 is matched up with Region 8 in Division 2. In Region 8, number 9, Plain City Jonathan Alder. They fell to St. Bernard Roger Bacon 53-51. In Region 6, Napoleon marches on. They handled Rossford 62-38. Rossford had upset defending state champion Toledo Rogers 44-41 in overtime. Number 2, Bellevue was upset in the Ashland District semifinals by Sandusky Perkins 63-59. In Division 2, Region 7, the number 1 Circleville Tigers defeated Hebron Lakewood 61-41 in one regional semifinal, while number 5, Thornville Sheridan fell to Dresden Tri-Valley 50-48. And in Division 3, Region 9 is matched with Region 11. We'll begin in 9, where number 4, Elyria Catholic is the only AP top 10 team in the region. They will face Massillon Tuslaw in regional semifinal play. In Region 11, number 1, Berlin Highland and number 6, Cardington Lincoln are one semifinal matchup, and what a dandy it is. Remember, Berlin Highland was a D3 state semifinalist a year ago. On the other side of 11, Winchester Eastern, the number 5 team in the final AP poll, will do battle with Seaman North Adams. Seaman North Adams is battle-tested. They had to upset number 9, Wheelersburg, and number 8, Ironton in back-to-back games to advance to the regional semifinal action. On the other side of the bracket, Region 10 and 12 will square off. In Region 10, number 2, Afrocentric, last year's state champ, and number 3, Castalia Margareta are a semifinal matchup for the ages. Castalia Margareta had to beat Bascom Hopewell Loudon, the number 10 and number 2 seed, and they did so convincingly 64-38. In the other semifinal, Millbury Lake fell to Ottawa Glandorf 69-30. In Division 4, Region 13 and Region 16 are paired up on one side of the bracket. There are no AP top teams in Region 13. Region 16 sees number 1, Fort Loramie. They'll face Danville in one semifinal game, while the other features number 3, New Madison Tri-Village, and number 6, Cincinnati Country Day. In Region 14, number 6, Toledo Christian, number 8, Minster will face off in one of the regional semifinals. Minster is the defending Division 4 state champion. On the boys' side of the ledger, several districts are still in play. In Division 1, number 6, Green is set to face Canton Glenoak in Canton District semifinal play. On the other side of that district, number 7, Youngstown Boardman, and receiving votes Canton McKinley are set in the other district semifinal game. In Columbus 2, number 3, Gahanna Lincoln, number 9, Columbus Walnut Ridge, each needed one more win to face each other for the district title. In Columbus 4, Hilliard Bradley won't see another top 10 team until at least the regional semifinals, when they could face Columbus South from Columbus 3, who was the state runner-up in Division 2 a year ago. South, however, has to get past Westerville Central and likely Pickerington Central to win the district and advance. In Cincinnati 1, Lakota East, the number 8 team in the AP polls, will play for the district championship on the 8th against Beaver Creek at Xavier University. And in Cincinnati 2, Cincinnati's LaSalle Lancers are set to do the same. They'll face the Bombers of St. X on the 8th, also at Xavier University. By the way, as of this recording, none of the AP top 10 have been eliminated in boys Division 1. Number 1, Lima Shawnee is in the semifinals of the Ada District. At this point, they wouldn't see another AP top team until the regional finals against either number 8, Sandusky out of the Mansfield District, or number 8, Toledo Rogers out of the Millbury District. Yep, you heard me right. Both of those teams are tied for 8. With a win more each, they'll break that tie on the floor at Lake High School in Millbury on the 7th in a regional semifinal. There's still some work to be done, but number 2, Akron St. Vincent St. Mary, last year's D1 runner-up, and number 5, Cleveland Heights Lutheran East, could see each other in the Region 5 finals, but that's 3 games away still for each club. Number 3, Trotwood Madison will play Cincinnati Purcell Marion for the District 3 title in Cincinnati on the 6th at 9 p.m. Number 4, Cincinnati Wyoming is in a similar spot. They'll play for the Cincinnati 1 district title against Kettering Archbishop Alter on the 6th. Number 6, Heath has a gauntlet to navigate moving forward. They're set to face Columbus St. Francis DeSales, the number 3 seed in the Grove City 2 district, and then will likely see number 1, Plain City Jonathan Alder, just to get out of the district. In Division 3, in Athens 1, District Winchester Eastern was dispatched, falling to number 11 seed Ironton 56-41. Also, number 4, Willard, the number 1 seed in Norwalk, lost to North Robinson Colonel Crawford, 59-55. Number 3, Versailles, number 4, Cincinnati Deer Park are on a collision course for a Region 12 semifinal matchup if each team can win one more game. The number 1 team in Division 3 and defending state champion Canal Winchester Harvest Prep need one more win to reach the regional semifinals and potentially face Chillicothe Zane Trace out of Athens 1. Worthington Christian stands in the way of Harvest Prep, while Zane Trace needs to beat 11 Ironton to advance to regional play. Number 10, West Lafayette Ridgewood, and number 6, Proctorville Fairland each need one more win to advance to regional play and to see one another in the regional semis. Also in Division 3, number 2, Ottawa Glandorf, number 4, Richwood North Union are moving ever closer to a regional finals matchup. Each team needs two more wins. And in Division 4, in what was truly bad luck, number 6, Zanesville Rosecrans, number 8, Berlin Highland were matched up in a quarterfinal district matchup. Berlin Highland got the win 50-30. Rosecrans is not the only D4 team to not be playing anymore. Number 3, New Boston Glenwood was upset by Leesburg Fairfield 71-55 in the Athens 2 semifinals. In the Defiance District, number 2 Antwerp, number 9 Toledo Christian are set to do battle for the district championship on the 6th at 7 in Defiance. The winner of that district could see the number 1 team in Division 4, Columbus Grove, in the regional semifinals. Number 7, Richmond Heights and the state semifinal participant in 2019, number 5 Lucas, could see each other down the road, but it would be the Region 13 championship game at Canton Fieldhouse on March 13th. And the aforementioned number 8 Berlin Highland, who were the state runners-up a year ago, they could match up with number 4 Peebles in the regional semis. Each team needs one more win. Oh, baby, it's heating up. Get your tickets for a game near you right now. For the OHSAA, I'm Chris Solwecki.
Chris, thank you very much. And now let's welcome in Kurt Stubbs, who breaks down boys basketball. He hosts the Ohio High School Hoops Around the State podcast.
And this is your OHSAA Tournament Week in Review. McDonald's senior Zach Razil, a West Liberty signee, scored 34 points in a win over Jackson Milton, helping the Blue Devils advance to district play. Razil, the state's all-time leading three-point shooter, currently sits at 2,903 career points. Averaging a shade over 38 points per game, the senior is now fourth all-time on the scoring list, trailing only John Diebler, Luke Kennard, and Jay Burson. Malvern, with a win over Tuscarora Central Catholic, earned its 14th straight sectional crown behind head coach Dennis Tucci. The Hornets will now get Shadyside with a potential rematch with rival Highland looming. Jordan Jury became Hopewell Loudoun's all-time leading scorer with 1,323 points in its sectional championship. It will get Arlington on Tuesday. Luke Powell's illustrious career ended for the Barnesville Shamrocks as his team fell to Tuscarora Valley in a sectional final. Powell finished his career with 2,374 career points, which was good for 16th all-time in state history. He passed the likes of former Mr. Basketball winners Greg Simpson and Jimmy Jackson. His father, Matt, scored 2,174 points and helped lead Barnesville to its only regional appearance in 1990. The two are the only father-son combo with 2,000 career points in boys basketball state history in Ohio. Warrensville Heights junior Ramel Arnold poured in 32 points, including 7 three-pointers and a 30-point win over a good Beechwood team in the D3 tournament. Bowling Green commit Josiah Fulcher scored 32 points on 10 of 13 shooting in Lima Senior's 80-47 triumph of Toledo Waite. Joey Hollifield became Cardinal Stritch's all-time leading scorer with 20 points and a win over Delta. Last year's Division III state semifinalist, Cardinal Stritch, and Holyfield, who passed 2015 graduate Austin Adams, who accounted for 1,699 career points. Canton McKinley got 33 from talented junior Kobe Johnson to help outlast rival Maslin in front of a throng of onlookers. Classmate Brent Walker ripped down 16 boards. McKinley will now get Youngstown Boardman. Fort Laramie point guard Nick Brandaway played in his 100th game, accumulating 82 wins, 4 sectional titles, 3 district titles, and a regional runner-up. Coach Britton refers to him as the team's rock. Isaac Ward scored his 1,000th point as Logan Elm advanced to the D2 district final at Ohio University. On a defensive note, Cincinnati Moeller has given up 21 points, 11 points, and 39 points in its three tournament wins. The 24-1 Crusaders get Springfield next Sunday at the Centaur Center. Columbus DeSales junior Dez Watson poured in 31 points, continuing his breakout junior campaign as the Stallions rolled past Centennial. Speaking of Division II in the Central District, number one Jonathan Alder, number two Heath, and number three Columbus DeSales all advanced, and they will meet along with 18-seeded Bexley in the district headed to Athens. Shelby Jr. T.J. Pugh, who is coming off a 28-point showing and an emphatic win over Clear Fork, will now be chasing down five-time NBA champion Larry Siegfried as Shelby's all-time leading scorer. Pugh eclipsed the 1,000-point mark in mid-February. Siegfried's mark is 1,717 career points. Pugh helped the Whippets capture their first outright MOAC title since the 1998-99 season. And finally, all six unbeaten teams, Lima Shawnee, Cincinnati, Wyoming, Heath, North Union, Columbus Grove, and Antwerp, all advanced to district play.
Kurt, thank you very much. Now let's allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. When we return, we'll hear from several broadcasters around the state with updates from their area. You are listening to the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show.
Max Preps is your source for high school sports. From schedules to stats, live scores, rosters, video, and photos, Max Preps has it all. And when you download the Max Preps app, you can add your favorite teams and get notified on the go. Have your own personalized scoreboards and stay updated on the latest news surrounding your high school team. As a proud partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Max Preps wishes every student, athlete, and coach out there a very successful season.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The game is over. But this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
And we welcome you back to this edition of the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off. I'm Marty Bannister. Time now to welcome in broadcasters from around the state to talk about the top teams in their areas. Let's start with a report, first of all, from Southeast Ohio, from Marietta's WMOA AM 1490. Here's Andy Rex.
Marty, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty with the girls playing their regional tournaments this weekend, while the boys will be down to the Sweet 16 in each division. On the girls' side, in Division 4, Fort Fry is looking to punch a ticket to the state tournament in Columbus, but must get through a regional that includes Bern Union, Peebles, and Portsmouth Notre Dame. That regional final is Saturday night in Pickerington. The Division II regional in Zanesville may be the best in the state, with three of the top eight teams in the final rankings competing. Sheridan, who made the state tournament last year, looks to return, but must maneuver through teams such as Tri-Valley, Lakewood, and the number one team in the state rankings, Circleville. That regional final is set for Friday night in Zanesville. Looking at the boys' district tournaments, in Division III in the East, either Morgan or Fort Fry will look to capture a district championship on Friday night against either Ridgewood or Tuscarawas Valley. In Division II, you could see Meadowbrook and Tri-Valley battling each other for one district championship, while 2016 state champ John Glenn is in the other Division II bracket, along with New Philly Philadelphia, Carrollton, and East Liverpool. Both of those district finals are on Saturday night. In the Southeast District, Warren and Logan Elm duke it out on Thursday night for the Division II District Championship. Those two teams were seeded 8th and 7th, respectively, in their bracket, making this a rather unlikely district final from the outset. And in Division IV, the Trimble Tomcats will look to punch a ticket to the Sweet 16 if they can get through their district, which includes Glenwood, Fairfield, and South Webster. That's the view from the Southeast region of the state. Reporting from WMOA and WJAW in Marietta, I'm Andy Rex.
Andy, thank you very much. South Central Ohio is up next. And here to preview the games from that region, we bring in the booming voice that belongs to Mike Smith from Chillicothe's WKKJ 94.3 FM.
The field of area high school basketball teams in the Pickaway and Ross County areas dwindling down. The Chillicothe Cavaliers in Division I will take on Pickerington North in the boys' Division I district semis Wednesday night at Amanda Clear Creek High School. That tips off at 7 o'clock. The Zane Trace Pioneers out of the Scioto Valley Conference beat conference rival Edina on Sunday in the district semis for Division III at the OU Convocation Center. That now puts the Pioneers up against the Ironton Tigers on Friday night at 8:15 at the Convo for the D3 district final. Earlier this year, the Pioneers beat the Tigers in a non-conference matchup at Ironton. Also in Division II, the Logan Elm Braves will be taking on Warren at the Convocation Center Thursday night for the D2 district title. Mike Smith, WKKJ Radio, for the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show.
Mike, thank you very much. Now over to Southwest Ohio. Here's Justin Kinner from Dayton's WING AM 1410.
Big weekend of high school basketball postseason action coming up. District finals are set, and we have some huge matchups that we are keeping an eye on out of the Miami Valley. Let's start in Division II. Alter versus Wyoming, Thurgood Marshall will take on Hughes, and the defending state champions, the Trotwood Rams, will take on Purcell Marion. Trotwood is having another special season as head coach Rocky Rockhold has the Rams sitting at 23-2, and they finished the season undefeated in GWAC play at 13-0. The Rams had the league's top two scorers on their roster this year. Carl Blanton led the league in scoring at 26 points per game, and Sammy Anderson was second in the league in scoring at 20 points per game. The Rams will rely on their top two scorers to help lead them back to the state tournament, where they will look to defend their state title. Moving on to Division I, keep an eye on the Centerville Elks as they look to advance to the regional semifinals. The Elks fought their way to the district finals behind freshman Gabe Cups, who finished with 20 points in their district semifinal win versus Wayne. Springboro will take on Moeller, and Beaver Creek will take on Lakota East. As far as the girls' teams in the area to keep an eye on, let's take a look at the Fairmont Firebirds, as they have had a special season, led behind McDonald's All-American and future Notre Dame Fighting Irish star and senior Madeline Westbelt. The Firebirds will take on Cincinnati Mercy McCauley in the regional semifinals. For ESPN 1410 Wing AM out of Dayton, I'm Justin Kinner for the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show.
All right, Justin, thanks very much. And finally, up to Northwest Ohio we go. Here's Lance Morris from Fosterio's WFOB AM 1430.
Taking a look at our area teams on the boys' side, we are looking to see if Arlington can make it to the district finals for the fourth straight season behind Blanchard Valley Conference Player of the Year, Jarrett Vermillion. Hopewell Loudoun stands in their way behind the school's all-time leading scorer and Lake Erie College commit Jordan Jury. Old Fort and Tiffin Calvert will also play on Tuesday in Findlay looking to make a district final. Old Fort has just one loss on the season. We're also looking at Tiffin Columbian, who's had a great season after struggling the last couple years in the Sandusky Bay Lake Division. They'll play Rogers in the district semis on Wednesday. A bit of a down year as far as the girls' teams are concerned. Hopewell Loudoun moved up to Division III this year and was undefeated in the regular season, but an injury to All-Ohio player Michaela Elmore was a major loss, and they fell in the district finals to Margaretta. Liberty Benton didn't make it to the regionals for the first time since 2015, losing to Ottawa Glandorf. Arcadia lost to Toledo Christian in the district finals, while Arlington fell in the district semifinals. This is Lance Morris with WBVI WFOB for the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show.
And we thank all those broadcasters for their reports this week. We're going to take one more break for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And when we return, we will wrap up this edition of the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off. We will be right back.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association is about so much more than tournaments and state championships. The OHSAA is committed to being the leader in education-based sports in Ohio. That means that school sports are an extension of the class. classroom, where values like teamwork, character, sacrifice, sportsmanship, and discipline are taught right along with the playbook. Almost 400,000 young people in Ohio put on their school's uniform every year. We call them student athletes, and most importantly, we call them future leaders of our state and our country. This is the OHSAA, Educate Through Sports. The Ohio High School Athletic Association State Championships are the pinnacle of every high school season.
It is up and it is good. A game-winning field goal from 31 yards away, and that is how Hartley repeats as the Division IV state champions.
The OHSAA Radio Network brings you the play-by-play call for the football championships and the state tournaments in girls and boys basketball, baseball, and softball.
Base hit the center field, and the ball game is over. The Defiance Bulldogs have just won the Ohio State Division II baseball title.
With more than 60 partner radio stations, the OHSAA Radio Network delivers countless memories from OHSAA championships.
They're certainly peaking at the right time, clicking on all cylinders coming into the state tournament.
On the air, online, and on your mobile device, you're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This is Archie Griffin, and you're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
As we wrap things up on this week's edition of the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off, we would like to remind you the statewide basketball tournament brackets for both the girls and boys are posted at OHSAA.org. Tickets for the OHSAA Girls and Boys Basketball State Tournament are now available at Ticketmaster.com. Search OHSAA or at the box office at the Schottenstein Center. A special prize for groups of 10 or more is also available, and fans can check out all the upcoming OHSAA state tournaments at OHSAA.org/winterchamps. I would like to once again thank all those broadcasters who submitted regional reports for this show, along with all of our OHSAA Radio Network affiliates. On next week's show, we'll break down the girls' state tournament with Jim DeBelt and check out the boys' regional tournaments. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association and our executive producer, Tim Streed, I'm Marty Bannister. The OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show is a production of the OHSAA Radio Network.